whatever the truth of the matter, both of these men seem to operate more as rivals rather than allies during the course of the revolt. And Histius indeed did get sent west and was later killed under mysterious circumstances. The Ionians themselves, however, had good reason to revolt. They went into rebellion in 499 BC. Aristagoras had relinquished his position as tyrant. The Ionians threw out the tyrants immediately. In one instance, tyrants were stoned. A tyrant was stoned. One was, I think, thrown down a well. There was a real hatred directed towards this arbitrary rule. They were followed by their Carian and Lycian neighbors. The Greeks of Cyprus rose, Greeks along the southern shore of Asia Minor. In fact, as I mentioned last time, the Persian authorities were really taken aback by the rebellion. Why? I mean, Persian rule had been quite tolerant, and the Persians were off balance for the first couple of years. Once the great king mobilizes resources, I don't think the issue was ever in doubt. The Persians were going to wipe out these rebels, and Miletus in the end suffered a brutal sack, and at least part of its population was deported off to Central Asia, where their descendants were later discovered by Alexander the Great. The tyrant Aristagoras was no fool. He knew from the start that there would be problems. The Ionian cities really couldn't agree on unified action. They all were very jealous about their independence, a usual problem with all Greek confederations, all pan-Hellenic organizations, all Greek organizations, usually attended by only a fraction of the Greeks available. A number of them cut separate deals along the way. He appealed for aid. He did get assistance from Athens. The efforts to win over Sparta did not work. Aristagoras went to Sparta first in southern Greece. The then king of Sparta, Cleomenes I, who was, there were always two kings in Sparta. They were sort of glorified generals and high priests. They weren't really powerful kings. The Spartan assembly rejected the idea of intervening in Asia, largely because that meant taking their superb hoplites, their infantry, off to a distant venture in which the subject peoples in the Peloponnesus, the Helots, the people who were perhaps 75-80% of the Spartan state, might rise in revolt. And the Spartans didn't want to have anything to do with this. Sparta had great military power, but it could only be used at home. And therefore, the Spartans said, no thanks. King Cleomenes was approached directly by Aristagoras, who tried to bribe him and said, Cleomenes, you could be lord of Asia. Cleomenes was really quite willing to entertain the bribe, except it had to be higher. And it wasn't until his young daughter, Gorgo, said, Father, if you do not send this man away, he will bribe you. And Cleomenes said, yes, leave. Aristagoras went to Athens and received assistance, in part because the Athenians were related to the Ionians. In part, as Herodotus tells us, that the Athenian assembly voted 20 ships to aid in the expedition against the Persians, and his comment is, it was easier to persuade many men rather than one man to do something foolishly. And Aristagoras showed all the eloquence necessary to get that Athenian aid. The revolt resulted in the Ionians, to everyone's surprise, capturing Sardis, and then the city was burned. Persian king could not allow that to go unpunished. And when the revolt was put down in 494 BC, and that was a great naval victory in which the allied forces, the Greek forces, were defeated at an island called Lade, a little island just to the northwest of Miletus and now part of the alluvial plain, when that navy was smashed, the great king of Persia, Darius, had no illusions why this revolt had gotten going, and that is it had received support from Athens and decided that the control of Asia Minor necessitated the control of Greece. Somehow Athens had to be punished. And this culminated in the first effort on the part of the Persians in 490 BC to attack Athens, and it shows very much the way the Persians thought. They sent an expedition across the Aegean. The purpose was to impose a tyrant, a former tyrant of Athens, a man named Hippias. That was defeated at the Battle of Marathon. And it was in some ways the worst thing the Athenians could have done, that is, defeat a Persian expedition. That meant the Persian king would really settle with the Athenians, and he had good reason to do so. The rebellion of the Ionians, the Carians, Lycians, sent a signal across the empire that rebellion was possible. They held out for almost 6.5 years. these tiny Greek city-states, and that was extremely embarrassing. There was a rebellion in Egypt. There were rebellions in Babylon. Once these rebellions were put in order, Darius's son Xerxes decided to launch a massive invasion based at Sardis into Greece to conquer Greece. And his main objective was Athens, the democracy with a large navy of some 200 ships, and Sparta, the great land power of southern and central Greece, which had alliance of conservative governments.